This is BBC Radio 4. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday, the 6th of June 2026. There are warnings of gales in Thames, Dover, Wight, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet and Shannon. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Shannon, 989, expected southeast England, 1003 by 1800 Saturday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southerly, southwesterly, 2 to 4, backing southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 until later in Tyne and Dogger. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bite. West, backing south, southeast, 3 to 5, rain later, good, occasionally, moderate later. Humber, south, southeast, 4 to 6, rain, showers later, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White. South, southwest, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, but later in Thames and Dover. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth. South, southwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Biscay. South, southwest, 6 to gale 8, veering west, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar. North, northwest, 4 to 6, rain, then fair, moderate or good. Fitzroy. Westerly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in far north, backing southwesterly but northerly and southeast, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Seoul. Cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, becoming southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 and Fastnet, becoming southwest 4 to 6 later, occasional rain until later, good, occasionally poor until later. Irish Sea. Southeast 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon. Cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, becoming west or southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall. Cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Mallon. Cyclonic 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. South or southeast 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southerly, southeasterly, 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south by west, 3, rain, 2 miles, 1004, steady. Stornoway, southeast by south, 3, 19 miles, 1004, now falling. Lerwick, south by east, 3, 13 miles, 1007, rising more slowly. Wick Automatic, south, southeast, 2, 19 miles, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, south by west, 2, 19 miles, 1007, rising more slowly. Lucas, south, southwest, 1, 22 miles, 1007, rising more slowly. Boomer, west-southwest 1, 19 miles, 1009, rising more slowly. Bridlington, southeast 4, 1009, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by east 4, 11 miles, 1014. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 4, 5 miles, 1012. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, southeast 4. Jersey, south 4, recent rain, 13 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 4. Scilly Automatic, south-southeast 8, slight rain, 1 mile, 1,000, falling quickly. Milford Haven, southeast by south, 5, slight rain, 13 miles, 1,005, falling. Aberporth, southeast 4, 9 miles, 1,005, falling. Valley, southeast by south, 4, recent drizzle, 19 miles, 1,006, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south by east 4, 22 miles, 1,008, falling slowly. Valentia, east-southeast 4, slight rain, 1.5 miles, 991, falling. Ronaldsway, southeast 3, 14 miles, 1,006, falling slowly. Malinhead, east 2, moderate drizzle, 9 miles, 1,003, now rising. And Macrahanish Automatic, southeast by south 4, 14 miles, 1,004, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. A deep Atlantic low will move across Southern Ireland tonight and then east across central parts of the United Kingdom whilst gradually filling. This will bring a very unsettled spell of weather with showers or longer outbreaks of rain to most parts and strong to gale force winds across many southern and southwestern waters on Saturday. A strong southwesterly flow will then develop by Sunday with further rain or showers. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeasterly veering southerly, southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6, later in northwest. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southeast 3 to 5, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southeast 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6 for a time, veering west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast veering west or southwest later, 4 to 6, occasional rain or showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southeasterly veering southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7, later in south, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southeasterly 3 to 5, veering westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southeast 5 to 7, veering west or southwest 6 to gale 8, then decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. South or southeast 5 to 7, veering west or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. South or southeast 5 to 7, veering west or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southeast veering west later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southeast veering west later, 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. South or southeast, veering west or southwest later, 4 or 5, increasing 5 or 6 for a time. Occasional rain or drizzle, then mainly fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. southeast 4 to 6, veering west 3 to 5 later, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 4 to 6, veering westerly 3 to 5 later, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeast 3 to 5, veering south or southwest 2 to 4, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southeast 4 to 6, veering south or southwest 2 to 4 later, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, southeast 3 to 5, occasional rain later, good, occasionally, moderate later. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. From myself, Al Ryan, and all of us here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
This is the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Will Chalk. Coming up, with time running out till the start of the World Cup, Washington's confirmed the Iranian team will be given visas. But what will that mean in practice? Also, there's been a pushback after JD Vance weighed in on policing here in Britain.
I don't think we need advice from American politicians on how to have effective policing here in the UK.
How do you repair a leak 400 kilometres up in space?
We just use grey tape or just slab some plasticine in there and then cover it up, or maybe try and get some epoxy down into the crack, but that's less than perfect.
And Anthony Head, star of Ted Lasso and Buffy the Vampire Slayer, has died aged 72.
You're in a magic shop and you can't think what Tara would like. I believe you're both profoundly stupid.
A look back on his life on the way after the latest world news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Washington has confirmed that Iran's World Cup team has been granted visas to enter the US just 10 days before their first match in Los Angeles, despite the ongoing conflict between the two countries. Mimi Swaby reports.
With their first match approaching, Iran had negotiated a last-minute shift, moving their base from Arizona to Mexico due to visa issues and a growing belief in Tehran that the squad's presence in the US should be kept to a minimum. Earlier this week, the US Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, told lawmakers the US would not allow Iran's football delegation to include individuals linked to the Islamic Revolutionary Guards, a powerful branch of the Iranian armed forces. Several players in the Iranian squad have completed mandatory military service with the group. The Fars News Agency has reported that some members of the Iran team's technical and administrative staff are yet to receive their visas.
The US military says it has shot down four Iranian